Speaking of peanuts, by the way, did you call them peanuts when you were a boy, or did you
yes.
have a different? You ever called them tenders, or
once in a while we'd call them goobers. Mm-hmm. My dad called them goobers quite often. He said that's all they ever called them in South Carolina. They never did call them peanuts out there.
Mm-hmm. But they never, he never said penders.
No.
Okay. And where would you keep the cow when you milked her? Would she be in the barn?
Or? In the barn lot. No, we never did keep the cow in a stall to milk. Mm-hmm. We had two or three stalls for the cows, but we didn't like to get in there to milk them.
Did you store hay in the barn?
Yes, in the upstairs of the barn, and sometime one or two rooms downstairs.
Mm-hmm. When it was time to feed the animals and do the chores, what time of day was, did you call that? Was that chore time or feed time or?
Do up your work.
I see. Do up your work now.
They wouldn't say go do the chores or anything of the kind. They'd just say go do up your work.
I see.
We knew what that meant.
Took care of it all, huh?
Yeah.
They mentioned putting corn in the hog pen. Did you just throw the corn in, or how did you? Did you have something to put the slops in to keep it separate from the corn? Or?
Yes, usually just threw the corn in to them, and the slop went in a different trough for them.
Mm-hmm. The animals that you had, horses, and did you ever grow any sheep?
No, we never did.
Never did.
The sheep just don't do well here for some reason. It's too wet or something.
Hmm. And you had plenty of cotton, so you mentioned cotton blankets, bed and winter, so mm-hmm. you never really had very much wool, much call for it.
Not very much for, none of us liked the wool scratching us, and we could keep warming up with the cotton blankets. Mm-hmm. We like them the best.
Mm-hmm. Be softer.
Yes.
A young hog, different terms that you remember using, the male hog, there is male, the female, the young, different words there.
Well, they were shoats. After they were small pigs, then we just call them pigs, and they begin to get about half grown for shoats.
Mm-hmm.
And then the sow and the boar.
How about a barra or a gilt?
Yes, a castrated shoat was a barra,
mm-hmm.
and the gilt was a female that never had any pigs.
Did, when you were young, would people talk about the boar and so on?
Hardly ever. They called him a male hog or a male cow.
I see. Yeah. Never said bull, a male cow.
The stud horse was a stallion.
The stallion you could say in front of a,
yes.
a woman, but mm-hmm. you would not say a
stud.
Stud. I see. and a ram, same, a male yes. sheep, I suppose.
Yes.
That's something that certainly has changed.
Yes, I think so.
When a cow was up to have a calf, you tell me whenever you want to stop here, but if a cow was about to have a calf, she would be known as what?
About to be fresh.
About fresh. Would she drop a calf? Or?
Yeah, drop a calf.
And dogs, small dogs would be noisy and scrappy and
yeah,